Human Rights Watch.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more fallout from the recent Paris attacks. Paris prosecutor Francois Mollan says police broke up a terrorist unit capable of planning new attacks. Mollan said Wednesday's raid was called after officials received surveillance information indicating that suspected terrorist mastermind Abdelhamid Aboud was hiding in the location. Mollan told reporters investigators were working on determining the identities of people killed and arrested during the raid. It remains unclear whether Aboud was killed. The Islamic State group has released a photo of what it claims is the bomb that took down a Russian jetliner over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last month. IS says it targeted the plane because of Russia's aerial bombardment in Syria. The photo shows a soda can that the group said contained the bomb. Suspended FIFA president Sepp Blatter and European football chief Michel Platini have lost their appeals against provisional 90-day bans by the global football body's ethics committee. The provisional ban stops Platini from working as UEFA president and halted his candidacy for the FIFA election on February 26th. Blatter is also barred from his presidential office. Nigeria's president has ordered the arrest of a former national security advisor who is accused of stealing billions of dollars. The money was meant to buy weapons for the fight against Boko Haram militants. Witnesses say police surrounded the house of Sambo Dasuki in the capital Abuja and refused to let him leave. The action was taken despite a ruling by a judge that he could go abroad for medical treatment. This is VOA News. Two explosions rocked a market in the Nigerian city of Kano on Wednesday. There are an undetermined number of casualties. The blasts ripped through a crowded mobile phone market late in the afternoon. On Tuesday, a blast in the northeastern city of Yola killed more than 30 people and wounded at least 70. No one has claimed responsibility. Iran has started cutting back on parts of its nuclear development program that could be used to produce nuclear weapons. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the action is required by the recent nuclear agreement. However, diplomats familiar with the IAEA report cautioned that Iran is keeping on standby thousands of centrifuge machines that could easily be returned to service for use in a prohibited weapons program. U.S. President Barack Obama is criticizing American politicians for opposing the resettlement of Syrian refugees. Mr. Obama said the rhetoric is contrary to American values and could become a recruitment tool for the militant Islamic State group. Since last week's terrorist attacks in Paris, some Republicans have called for a halt to resettlement of Syrian refugees, or for only allowing Christian Syrian refugees into the United States. Speaking to reporters at the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Manila Wednesday, Mr. Obama said, quoting, "We are not well served when, in response to a terrorist attack, we descend into fear and panic," end of quote. Syrian government attacks on hospitals in Aleppo have devastated the city's healthcare infrastructure. Physicians for Human Rights said Wednesday about 95% of doctors have fled, been detained, or killed. It says it documented the deaths of 687 medical personnel and 329 attacks on medical facilities from the beginning of the conflict through October 2015. Less than a third of the city's hospitals are functioning as a result of 45 attacks in the past 3 years, according to the New York-based rights group. U.S. President Barack Obama said bold measures should be taken to try to ease growing strains over the South China Sea. Six nations have competing claims in the area. President Obama held talks with Philippine President Benigno Aquino on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Manila. The president drew attention to the effect of China's land reclamation and construction activities on regional stability. Two out of three adults worldwide are financially illiterate. The 2014 Gallup survey of 150,000 people in 148 nations asked people to answer simple questions. Most of them couldn't. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.